Is there an issur never, just like by an animal you have. By an animal, the halacha is, if a guy worships an animal, even though the animal does not become Asr B'Hanor, a Baal Chai, a live thing, does not become Asr B'Hanor, but you're not allowed to use it for carbon. That's an issur never. L'gvoya, there are special halachas, it's like, it's meshukas. It's disgusting in the eyes of Hashem, you should not use it for carbon. That's the question. What about the mechubar? By Baal Chai, a live animal, is an issur of never. Something that was worshipped, the Shem of Avodah Zarah, you cannot use that animal for a korban. What about Mechubar? Here, the mountain. The Goyim first worshipped the mountain. And true, the mountain does not become Asr B'Hanor. But maybe for Mizbeach, L'Gavoyah, it's Meshukas. You're not allowed to use it. Or maybe no. Or Yei Neva B'Mechubar. Ain't a Gavoyah. Maybe there's no such issa. There's only Nissa by a Baal Chai. That's a korban that's brought directly to Hashem. Mashenken over here, the Mizbeach is only Machshirei korban. A mizbech is not the korban itself. It only prepares you to be able to make the korban. Maybe here you do not say it's the korban dummy. Or else maybe yes, a machshirei korban is also the silica korban. Not that's the shayla.
I have a question.
Omar Rav, Rav said like this. Omar Rav, kal v'chayma. I'll bring you a kal v'chayma. Omar esnan. Mother of this esnan, the pay that a zayna gives you. If you want to live with a lady, so she says, pay me, so you give her an animal. This animal that she receives for her pay, halacha is she ma'esnan she muta betolish lehedyit, that a normal person is allowed to use it. It doesn't become asa b'anor. You're allowed to use this animal. Still, the halacha is asa b'mechubar legvoya, but you're not allowed to use it legvoya. An esnan zoymer is possible for carbon. Rashi says asa b'mechubar legvoya tafilu b'machshire carbon exiv beis Hashem the mash mafil lebinyan abayis. Smash, anything you receive from an esnan, you cannot use, even b'mechubar. Even if she gives you stones, you're not allowed to use these stones now to build a mizbeach with it. It says in the pasuk, loisavi esnan zayna mechakelav, beis Hashem, to not bring it into the beis Hashem means even to use it to build the bayis. Not only she gave you an animal that you can't use for korban, but even she gave you bricks. You're not allowed to use these bricks now to build the Mizbeach. Loishna tolish, loishna b'mechubar. It doesn't make a difference what she gave you. Anything she gives you, the halacha is you're not allowed to use. So that's an esnan. So,
I don't understand. What is shemutta
b'tolish lehedjit?
What is that?
Lehedjit asur? It's
asur,
it says. Oh, it's asur.
Ma'esnan. Oh.
No, but shemutta b'tolish lehedjit. That means a normal person could use it for your own private use as mutta.
Oh, but
not for l'gvoya. You can't use it for l'gvoya. She gives you an animal, you're allowed to use the animal for yourself. But you're not allowed to bring it l'gvoya. You can't bring it to the Mizbeach. And the Chiddush of Esnan is, it says, Beis Hashem, do not bring it to Beis Hashem, meaning, even if she gives you something that you want to use to build with, you cannot use it in the Beis Hamikdash. You cannot build with the bricks you received from a Zayin.
Can you give charity from that kind of money?
Yeah, that you could. No, that's all right. No, that's okay. Yeah. So the Kal V'Chayma is like this, that Nevad, the Yisur of Nevad, she'osa betolish lehedyit, that's osa betolish lehedyit, is eino din she'osa b'mechubar l'gvoya, isn't it a svara that b'mechubar it should be osa l'gvoya? If so, Nevad, she'osa betolish lehedyit, that if it's something that the goyim worship, they worship the chair, something that's tolish, so that chair becomes asa b'anor lehedyit. There's only a p'tur on a har or a baal chai does not become asa b'avodah zarah. But stam a tolish, stam a chair, if they worship the chair, it becomes asa b'anor. And so, even for hedyit, for your own private use. So, ein din, isn't it a svara she'asa b'mechubar l'gvoya, that for sure nevad should be a bigger issa than an esnan, that it should be also to use to build a mizbeach. Like madduf, this issa esnan, that lehedyit for your private use, no matter what she gives you, money, a chair, anything you're allowed to use, does not become asa b'anor. Still, l'gvoyer, it's asa to use even to build a mizbeach, siv shon neva, something that the goyim worship, that we see if they actually worship the chair, it becomes asa b'anor even for us, for a hedyit, to see the issa of Avodah Zarah is more chomer, more strict than the issa esnan. So if an esnan, you cannot use that brick to build a mizbeach, for sure you cannot use these bricks from the har that was worshipped. You cannot use it for the mizbeach. Is then isn't it a svara shosu b'mechubar l'gvoya? So this Gemara says, "Oh, Malay Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua the Rava." He said back to Rava, "Oy Chilaf, maybe change around. Maybe let's learn a little bit differently. Oy Chilaf, maybe I'll change it around and say like this." Like Rashi says, "I could change it around." Kivun the Mishkachas Kro behead you the Yosser Esnam b'Mechubal Gvoya. There's no clear pasuk that says clearly that it's Yosser. Rashi says, "Ela Mishum the Kro stomach sid Osro Leib b'Mechuba." Since the pasuk says Stam. That loisavi esna zayin mechikelu beis Hashem says a stam, it means anything, but maybe no. Samori's question, maybe no. Loichilaf, uma nevad, just like an isra nevad was something they worship. L'shem avoy dezara, she'asa betolish etzel hedjit. That if the goyim worship an idol, worship a chair, a table, anything that's tolish, it becomes asa banor, even for a hedjit. Still muta b'mechubal gvoya that you're allowed to. Use mechuba legvoya. Shenem the pasuk says Eloheim ala horim. So make the diyuk that only a god that they make on top of the mountain for lo yehorim Eloheim, and not if they make the mountain there of avodah zarah. That if they make the mountain itself, it does not become asa banor. Now maybe the pasuk means here that it's not asa banor loishno lehejit for loishno legvoya. That maybe the pasuk means even legvoya that you're allowed to take now these stones from this har and build a mizbech with it. The pasuk says clearly, only Eloheim ala horim. What's asa banor is only something that's made on top of the mountain, an idol you put there. But the mountain itself, its mashma, does not become asa banor at all. Even lekvoya, it's muta banor. So maybe make the deek this way, that you're allowed to take these stones from this mountain and build a mizbech. If so, I'll learn backwards tesnan. If so, esnan. The pay, the fee that the Zayin receives, shemutah betolish lehedyet. No matter what was given, even though the man gives money to the Zayin, gives us something that's tolish, it's mutah for hedyet. You're allowed to have enjoyment from that money, from the thing you paid her. It's mutah banor. If so, it's only also if it's an animal. It's also to make it for korban, but anything else is okay. Let me lehedyet. Everything is okay. If so, ain't it then, isn't it a svara, she'amutah b'mechubah l'gvoya, that for sure, if an estnan was paid with bricks, and now somebody wants to use these bricks to build a mizbeach, for sure it should be mutah. Ad rabba, learn it out from har. What?
Why do you say mutah she'amutah? What is mechubah? What is the
mechubah? Mechubah means l'tzarech mechubah, means for the purpose of mechubah. Means if you give her bricks, that you should be able to take these bricks now and build a mizbeach. Means build something mechubah, use it for a mechubah. But I'll learn it out the opposite way. Don't learn out avodah zarah from esnan, but learn out esnan from avodah zarah. Just like the pasuk says, a har, mashma, the har itself is mutzah completely, even to build a mizbech with it. So learn back to esnan the same thing. Whatever an esnan is paid, you could use it for mechubah.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, the question, v'mishum beis Hashem lekecha. Your question first was, because it says b'yesnan, to not bring it to beis Hashem lekecha, which is mashma for anything. Any pay that the Zayinah received is mashma, she cannot bring it into the mizbech, into the beis Hashem, which was mashma, not only an animal for a korban she can't bring, but even bricks to build the mizbech she can't bring. I'll tell you, no, that's not the diyuk. And the pasuk says, "Beis Hashem lekecha mi boile." We need the pasuk likratanya. Beis Hashem lekecha prat lepora shein abo lebayis. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. The pasuk means teachers are talking about karbonus. But which korban, which animal can't we use from a zayna? Only a korban that's brought in the Beis Hashem. Mashenka the paraduma that's not brought in the Beis Hamikdash. The paraduma, the shechita was done by the Haran Zaysim outside the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe that you're allowed to bring from an Esnan Zoyna. So somebody gave a Zoyna, a paraduma for the pay to live with her. The locker is, Reb Les holds, you're allowed to use that paraduma for the mitzvahs. Paraduma. That's what the pasuk means. Beis Hashem is like a heter. It's only also karbonas that are brought inside the Beis Hamikdash. But karbonas like a paraduma that's brought outside, it's mutah, divrei Reb Elazar. V'chomer l'chom say, l'rabbis eser rikuyim. It means to include jewelry, things, gold and silver that you put on top. That's mutah. It's only yasa, the korban itself, but not the rikuyim. Rashi says, Tasei zov, shaysim sifal akaisal heichel abeis kodesh akadoshim, minim shkola, perak truma, tichivim denoyu mitzvah. Maybe that's what it means, that the tzibukev, that beis Hashem means the rabbis, the jewelry you put on top of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, they also have the Isser Hegdish of the Beis HaMikdash on them. But nothing to do with the din of an Esnan. So maybe we don't learn out from this to say that bricks are awesome.
Yeah.
So that was the question back. Achille, maybe learn the other way. So Morin says, Omalei, Ano Kamina Lechumra, I'm telling you to learn out Lechumra, to say that from an Esnan I'm learning out Beis HaShem means that it's also Banor even to build the Mizbeach, and therefore never should be also v'yata mat l'kula. And you want to say, maybe no, maybe we say the other way l'kula. The klal usually is kula v'chumra. If you have a question how to learn, which way to learn, both ways, one from the other, like here, either we'll learn out esnan from neva, or else we'll learn out neva from esnan. You don't know which way to learn, and one way you're going lenient and one way you're going strict. So the klal usually is by nisa d'oraisa l'chumra, that you have to go l'chumra, v'yarta mata l'kula, and you're telling me l'kula, kula l'chumra, l'chumra parchinan. If you want to learn something out, you're always learning out l'chumra, not l'kula. Therefore, it's more of a svar to say that when the apostle says beis Hashem by zoyna, it means you cannot even use the bricks to build the mizbeach. And then I make my kal v'chayma if I esnan that mutil hedjit always is also to build the mizbeach. So then never, with a goyim worship something, l'shem avodah zarah, where it's tolish, it becomes asa banor for hedyit, sheet to its asa to build the mizbeach with it. Oh, my lady, Rav Papa said to Rava, the kol hecha dika kula v'chumra, is that true what you're saying? Whenever you have two ways to learn something out, and one way is the chumra and one way is the kula, you're telling me loy parchinon that we do not ask any questions, meaning we leave it l'chumra and not l'kula. Is this true? I v'hazor de Pesach. The question is, you have to make that zor for Korban Pesach. That we know a person is a tamei mate, the only way he becomes tor is b'yom shlishim, b'yom shvi, they sprinkle on you from the mayim of the paraduma. For azor the Pesach. And there's the pligi Reb Lezer Reb Akiva, the machlokes Reb Lezer Reb Akiva. Reb Lezer savar l'chumra. He owes the chumra for mechayiv leil gavra. He owes the person who's not allowed to do this. The question is, can you make azor on Yom Tov itself? Let's Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Can you make hazor? Can you do the sprinkling on Shabbos itself? And he owes the chumra. We have the kibul akula. Upotri says, no, you're allowed to. So you see, it's a shayla how to learn out. The hazor is a mutter, or is it also? The kaporach of the kibul lakula. And still, Rabbi Kiva asked the question that says, how could you learn out the chumra should be also? No, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you, it's mutter. You see, when you have a question to learn something out of Le'ister or Le'heta, you could say, yes, I have a question, it should be Mutter. But now, we learned over there. Hey, Shabbat Kiva, Kiva answered back and said, no, again. Oy, Chilof, maybe learn out the opposite way. You're learning out that it's also to make that Zohar Shabbos. Maybe the opposite way should be Mutter to make it. Uma Hazor, Shi Mishum Shavus. It's only an Issa Shavus. And a Deichesh HaShabbos. It's not Deichesh HaShabbos usually. Shchita, Shi Diraisa Le'kol Shchein. Shchita was an Issa D'Oraisa, for sure it should not be Deich HaShabbos, the Shchita of the Korban Pesach. So Mar says, so you see there what? He's coming out L'Kula not to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So Mar says, awesome, Reb Lezer first learned it. V'yakel le'tamud, and he forgot what he learned. And v'yoster Reb Kiva le'atkurei. There the case was, Reb Kiva just came to remind him what he learned. That was the case over there. It wasn't really changing his mind. He himself also held that way. Just later, Reb Lezer forgot what he said, so the Kiva there was coming to remind him. And behind him, that's what it says over there, the Omalei Rebbe. Rebbe said, Atachreini b'shas adin, that did not embarrass me when we're having this machlekes over here. Because kach l'kublani anim yimoch, this is the way I accept it from you, that hazor shvus, that to make sprinkling of the paraduma upon a person's only yosem midrabonin, midiraisa, there's no issa to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's only a shvus with Rabbonin. And still be in the day of the Shabbos. You know, the Rabbonin made a takona. Rabbonin were ukum. These are one of the things that Shevi Atasa, Rabbonin said, you're not allowed to do the hazor on Shabbos. And therefore you cannot become tahor. And therefore you have to push off the Korban Pesach. So there's no proof. even though there was a machlokes lechumra lekula, and he brought a pircha to say lekula, not he really meant to argue on the other man the yama to say he could be mekel, because usually the klal is when you have two ways to learn something, midiraisi always go lechumra. But over there, the pshat was Rav Lez himself said first lekula. Just later, he forgot his learning. So Bekiv only came there to remind him what he originally said. So there it's different. He's not going against the drush you could make. But over here, by us, we have two ways to learn out. Learn out Nevad from Zoyna, that should be Yasa. Or learn out Zoyna from Nevad, should be Muta. Havadiel, the story is Luchumra Machinim. So we say Luchumra, that will come out that it would be an Issa Nevad. So if the Goyim worship the mountain, and then you chisel out a stone, that stone would be Yasa to use to build the Mizbech. Boyi Rami Bachom, he asked a question like this. Let's say Goyim worship Komaskitim wheat. When the wheat is growing, it's Mechuba Lekarka now, so it doesn't become Osabano. It's Mechuba Lekarka. So now it's not Osabano. Now a Jew wants to take this wheat and chop it down and make Menachas from it, grind it up. Is it Osab? There is a Nevad for Menachas or not? So the question is, Yei Shinu Benevad or Yei Shinu Benevad? Fish lame, the animal is also, there's no change. If the Goyim first worship the animal, even though the animal is not also Banola Hedjit, but the Gvoya is also. So you can't take this animal in the same form, the way they worshipped it, and use it for carbon. But here this wheat, when you take it to bring a mincha, you grind it up, you made it into flour, you made a cake out of it, you made bread from it. So maybe your mincha is different. There's a shinui, it changed from the form they worshipped it. Maybe since it changed, there's no more Issa Nevad. Or maybe no, since this is what they worship, it still remains Asa. On this, Mazutra, Bread Rav Nachman, Toshimach, I'll bring you proof. It says, Kol Hasum, Gabi Mizbeach, Vodosei Mutarim. And the animal that's Asa, let's say Nevad, that the animal is Asa Banor, but if it gives birth, the baby is Mutar Banor, is Mutar the Mizbeach. Why? For that's called the Shinui. So you see, Yesh Shinui Nevad. For Tony Allah Rav Lezer, he says no, it's also. Well, Avit Mu'adim, we learn of this. Amr of Nachman, Amr Rav of Ravua. Machloikas, where's the Machloikas over here? Kishe Nirvo, Olipsaif Ibru. That first they did the Avera, first it was Nirvo, the first the man was Raveya, this animal, therefore the animal was also Legvoya, and then the animal became pregnant. So that's the Shal of Zev, the Zegurim, is it baby Mutra or not? Aval Ibru.